I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A New Jersey man broke into a house, got naked, and tried to join a woman in the shower. Giggity.
Oh, that is like my worst nightmare. That is so scary.
Thank God. I thought you were about to say, that's my dream.
Yeah, you're like, hello, gorgeous. Several family members were in the home when the guy broke in. The family member said the woman came running down the steps in her towel and was on the phone with cops. When the officers arrived, the man was cleaning dirty dishes in the sink. Now, that's got to be my dream, right? Like, sure, break in, do what you want, don't hurt me, but you're going to do the dishes? Okay, I appreciate that. Make sure you put it on the extra rinse.
At least he's earning his keep.
No kidding. He was arrested and charged with burglary and lewdness. And he should have been charged with kindness. Another dummy of this dummy of the day story today. A 14-year-old wannabe Instagram star has been detained by sheriff's detectives in California after stripping down to his underwear and causing havoc. He was dumping a Slurpee on his head like he went to a 7-Eleven, and it had to have been cold. He drives his giant Slurpee and he just dumps it like, woo!
That's a literal brain freeze.
Because somebody dared him to do it. He also got dared to go to a bowling alley and steal a pin, so he ran down the lane, stole a pin, almost got crushed because the thing that comes
that
down and pulls
scary.
Him back. Yeah, this kid's stupid. He's 14. He went to a Popeye's chicken, hopped in the counter, went behind there and grabbed him a piece of chicken. What are all these stupid kids doing nowadays? They're like, I'm going to go in here and grab what I want.
Where are the parents?
I don't know. He even did it at a pizza place, too. They caught him and they detained the boy that was being sought this past week by detectives. And this is after four reports of theft. He's facing charges of vandalism as well. The stunt involves two boys that recorded him while he went into those different businesses. The young teen is, of course, dared by people that were commenting on stunts. The parents, I guess, apparently, when they found out, because they didn't know, they've went to these businesses and apologized.
Well, but that's good.
I wonder if they're really embarrassed, like, gosh, our son's a dumbass.
No, they're probably. Like, honey, get 60,000 followers. You can start pimping HelloFresh and get us some free stuff.
What's HelloFresh?
Like one of the biggest companies that people say they use on Instagram if they have a lot of followers. So they get paid to do it.
HelloFresh to me, and I'm not knocking it. Like if you're like, hey, make sure you pick us some HelloFresh, sounds like either like a woman's product, you know, for down there or like kitty litter.
No, it's like fresh delivered food to your home.
Oh, see, I was totally off then. I'm glad you told me that.
But like everyone from The Bachelor, uses that and promotes it.
Because I feel like it could be a woman like, hi, I'm Alex for HelloFresh. When I want to be extra flowery, I get HelloFresh.
Well, it could have been.
That would be HelloFresh. Right?
And your final dummy of the day story today, this one might involve Alex too. A 73-year-old Florida man has been banned from the beach for 6 months. Any guesses what he did?
Probably having sex.
That's a good guess.
Ooh, I was just going to say nudity, but sex is good.
No. What he did isn't illegal, but I guess it's kind of creeping people out. This 73-year-old dude, he was handing out business cards looking for a sugar baby.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
The card reads, quote, sugar daddy seeking his sugar baby. The mother of a teenager on the beach called the cops after seeing the cards. The man told the officer he was passing out the business cards to young females, but they were all over 18.
Sure.
The guy said he was devastated by the ban.
He was devastated. I mean, rightfully so.
At 73, this could be his last beach season.
Yeah, and it could be his last chance ever to get laid.
Yeah, there's plenty of babies that want sugar.
My gosh. Would please don't do
not
that.
Not those babies.
That's way too young. Would you of a 73, not to hook up, but if a 73-year-old man saw you downtown or somewhere you're hanging out, Alex, you know, the Eagle, wherever you're doing your thing, hanging out. And he's like, hi, Alex.
He just wants to hang out and pay me for it.
I'm looking for a sugar baby. I assume this is how he talks.
I mean, I can always use more friends. If he wants to pay me to be his friend, I mean, sure.
What else would sugar babies have to do?
Go to events and stuff like that.
Would you do that?
Maybe a few, yeah.
All right, if you are a sugar daddy, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Let's hook this up, because then hopefully we can get some fringe benefits from Alex getting all hooked up.